How can I think about work as a prerequisite for supporting a life that I'm here to lead?
Welcome back to Tech Life, a podcast to help you feel less stressed and more focused to calm the chaos of consulting. Let's be inspired by the possibility that we can be happier by doing less in an industry obsessed with constant optimization. I'm your host, April Rest. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
All right, y'all. I am so thrilled to be here at this beach. And something has just been on my heart, on my mind, and I'm here to share it. You are allowed to have a life outside of work. Revolutionary. You are allowed to have a life outside of work. You are allowed to discover who you are, what matters to you, where you place your self-worth outside of work. Why does this matter? If you're an employee, this matters because this is your life. If you are an employer, if you are a boss, if you're a manager, this matters because research shows that happy employees create happy customers. So not only is this integral for you as an employee, it's also good for business. This isn't rocket science. It's good for business, for employees to be fulfilled and have lives outside of work. Despite what we learn and what we're taught and what we're told about our value being what we can produce, what we can do, and our productivity. I'm here to say all the hard things. So, where does this even come from? Number one, often here in the state, we live to work instead of working to live, working to support our life, working to support our lifestyle, work as just one component of what we do on this planet. That comes from a variety of things, from the Protestant ethic, the Industrial Revolution, this thought that doing production productivity at all costs is, you know, the mission and the purpose of humankind. There are plenty of people here to tell you, and I'm one of them, that we don't all work that way, and that's okay. We need people who thrive off of production, who thrive off of getting shit done. And we also need people who thrive off of caring, who thrive off of helping us rest, who thrive off of helping us be human. And this is for all my people in tech. I know this is going to hit. We're not made to act like a machine. That's what we have AI for, right? We're all afraid of it. Some of us are. But it's going to help us hone in on what makes us unique, which is the fact that we are human. We are not machines. And to ask us to act like a machine 24/7 is unsustainable. So that's the first thing, is unpacking, uncoaching, untraining in our minds that, hey, maybe I'm not actually here to be a machine and to act like one. And that instead of living so that I can work, living so that I can produce, how can I think about work as a prerequisite for supporting a life that I'm here to lead? Ooh. Fun questions to be asking in PonderCon. Second big idea for us here is that our job, our work is a contract. We provide services, we provide value in exchange for compensation. There's an agreement in place. In some countries, typically it's 40 hours a week. In some countries, it might be 32 hours a week. I would encourage you to look up a few other countries. Look up Norway's labor laws. Look up Australia's labor laws. Even look up California's lunch law and just see what you find. See what resonates with you. Something that I want my people in tech to know is that our job is a contract. I see many people. And myself, I was there. Getting up, and the first thing we do is checking our phones. We go throughout our day. We're always on. We're constantly there. You know, we wanted to go to girls' night, have our glass of wine. But we are behind on a deliverable, and we say, screw it. We keep working. We get the fast food, we get home, we're still checking our email, we're still checking our Slack, maybe a client called, it's 9 o'clock at night, we're tired, we haven't done anything for ourselves that day. Specifically for people who might not be in a relationship or who might not have children, whether by choice or circumstance, it's easy to fall into this concept that the job is our life. But in reality, the job is a contract, because you don't see oftentimes that you're getting rewarded or compensated for that extra hours or those extra efforts. But if you think about businesses that you engage with in your own life, it doesn't work that way. Right? You don't expect your favorite hairdresser to give you free services, right? You expect to pay for the services rendered. And if you want an extra head massage and you want an extra blowout and you want more color than you talked about and it ends up taking 2 more hours, you would expect to pay them for their time and their value. Would you not? But when we get into the workplace, somehow we give away our power. And I want you to think about why. Somehow we give away our power. We provide value for free. We provide work for free. And unless you're in a unique circumstance, most of the time, we are not compensated for it. That's not even diving into another problem that I'll probably speak about some other day, which is, even if we were compensated for it, would that fill the void? Is missing the practice, is missing the girls' night, is waking up and getting an immediate dose of anxiety really worth the extra money in the long run? Maybe with a current circumstance, yes. But over years, is that really worth it? We'll talk about that another day. So I'm hearing objections in my mind to what I'm saying of the April 3 years ago. But I'm single. I don't have any kids. Now's the time. My time's not as valuable as parents. Like, somebody's got to stay and do the work. And shouldn't it be me? And I'm here to tell you, no, no. Your time is valuable no matter your marital status, no matter your parental status, no matter your age, race, gender, etc. Your time is valuable. This goes back to work being a contract. I'm not saying leave your job right at 5 o'clock today because you saw this video. What I'm saying is that you can start to build boundaries and you can start to value your time and value your worth and also value what the expectations in the working agreement is set with your employer. And remember, this is for their benefit too. A happy you leads to happier customers, whether they're internal or whether they're external consumers of your product or your company's service. So keep in mind that while I'm like mostly focused on wanting to help you as an individual, this concept is good for business. So how do we do this? How do we move from our identity being fully into our job, fully into our work? How do we move from working 10 to 12 hour days and not valuing our time? There are people who could give you a whole program on the inner work that's needed to find internal validation and to love yourself. And I wholeheartedly encourage you to take them up on that. I think I've spent the last 3.5 years working very diligently on cultivating a practice of self-love, of cultivating a practice of setting boundaries, of cultivating a mindset of who am I, April Rust, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, and I look myself in the mirror, I don't give two shits of what my title was. I care about being kind, inspiring others, helping others, feeling fulfilled and feeling joyful in what I'm doing and in my being. And while that's a lot to bite off, let's just start with one thing. So what's one thing that you can do to reclaim a little bit of your time back for finding who you are and enjoying who you are outside of work? So one thing that really helped me was to find an activity that I was genuinely interested in. Number one, genuinely interested in, that I believed I would find joy from, and that I believe would be good for my well-being, number one. Number two, to start, have that activity be something where others depend on you to show up. For me, it was really difficult at the beginning to keep a commitment with myself. I'm not going to unpack all the reasons why in this video. We can talk about that at another time. So pick something that you think is genuinely going to help your well-being. And numero dos, somebody is going to be depending on you to show up. I picked tennis because I really wanted to get out and move my body. I knew that that was going to help me. Research shows that even if you're tired or you're lacking energy, you go and move your body, you are going to feel with more energy and it's going to lift your mood over time. So I knew I wanted to do something for my well-being. I picked tennis for the movement. I also picked tennis because for the most part, there's options where you could play solo. For the most part, someone is counting on you to make that practice or make that match happen. If it's a singles match, it's one other person. If it's a fun match of four ladies, you need a fourth to play the game. So they were relying on me to show up. So pick something that you believe is going to be fun. You, you believe you're going to walk away from it feeling energized in something where someone is dependent on you to show up. The second piece is you actually need to get it scheduled on your calendar. Have it on your work calendar. If you don't feel comfortable leaving it public, you can leave it as a personal appointment or what you feel most comfortable with, and stick to it. Come up with a few phrases where you feel comfortable sharing. If somebody says, hey, can you meet at 5:30 today? Thanks so much for reaching out to me. I would love to help you with this issue. I have a commitment today at 5:30, so I need to leave at 5:00. How does tomorrow work for you? And just leave it at that and see what they say. I kid you not, probably the first month of this, I was like terrified, and I can feel it in my body because I'm getting chilled now. I was terrified of telling somebody that I had a commitment for something that was like not a doctor's appointment or whatever. I thought they were going to ask, what is your commitment? Like, you're crazy. You're going to play tennis at 5:30 at night. You should be working. Like, all these crazy things. No one asked me a single thing. I still think, even to this day, I don't think I've ever been asked in the last 3.5 years since I've implemented this for myself, what's the commitment? I can't believe you're not going to come on to this meeting. You really suck as an employee. In fact, I've had great performance reviews. So it's kind of like, what? Where did all those stories come from? I digress, though. What I want to leave you here with today is that you have so much value. Your time is so valuable. Work, while it's very important, is one part of who we are. Doesn't need to define our self-worth. And it is possible, right where you are, right in your current company, to start reclaiming some of that time, reclaiming some of that worth, setting some of those boundaries. If you need help crafting something to say, whether it's verbally or in a Slack message, DM me. I'm happy to share with you what worked for me, and let's get you out on that activity that you're looking forward to boost your mood and help you feel more fulfilled. Ciao.